St. Joseph Hospital was the subject of a controversial protest yesterday when union members from the National Union of Healthcare Workers and the California Nurses Association stood at the foot of Harrison Avenue to protest what they called a staffing crisis.
An afternoon arrived, I soiled myself. I couldn't just have walked out of the monitor room. I had 40 sick patients.
Shame on you, St. Joe.
To look out for, and I just couldn't leave them unattended. That is not safe. A million emotions raced through my head. I was humiliated and demoralized by my own manager.
That's Ruby Sierra, a union member who works as a cardiac monitor technician for St. Joseph in Eureka. She says there are not enough people to relieve workers after long hours and little to no breaks. According to union member Ellen McCloskey, it's because Providence, the company that purchased the hospital organization in 2016, which owns St. Joseph in Eureka and Redwood Memorial in Fortuna, cares more about profit instead of patients.
And we have been blatantly ignored and intentionally disregarded. As I said, they are more concerned with their profits than they are our local community and our patients.
He further states there were millions of dollars in profit that were unaccounted for. McCloskey and union workers claim there were two deaths being investigated that had direct correlations to the staffing concerns of the hospitals. Chief Executive of St. Joseph Health Humboldt County, Roberta Luskin-Hawk, provided a statement to KHSU via email in response to the union activity. She states the hospital recently underwent a site visit and review by the California Department of Public Health, which found them to be in full compliance regarding staffing. She also states that under no circumstance has a patient death occurred in the facility due to the use of bed alarms. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.